Good afternoon. We'll call to order the House Committee on Rules for Monday, April 15, 2013. We have just work sessions today on a number of bills. We'll start by opening a work session on House Bill 2078. Ms. Seiler?
Yes, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2078 was heard originally on February 6th and March 6th. The measure requires compensated lobbyists to register with Oregon Government Ethics Commission within 10 days of agreeing to provide lobbying services or after a lobbyist first appears or works for a person whom lobbyist is not registered to represent. Clarifies biennial lobbyist registration expires December 31st of each odd number year. The original measure eliminates grace period during even-numbered years for compensated lobbyists to register with the Government Ethics Commission. Requires entity comprised of more than one lobbyist to report expenditures for each lobbyist. Removes requirement that Legislative Assembly receive notification of violations of lobbying laws. You have a -4 amendment. You have both a hand engrossed and an original amendment. It removes requirement that both public and private positions throughout state register as lobbyists if part of their job duties include or might include lobbying. Restores grace period during even-numbered years for compensated lobbyists to register and changes it to January 31st. There is a no fiscal and no revenue impact on the measure. You did receive, or staff did receive, a letter from Legislative Council just explaining why these -4 is drafted differently than the -2 to make sure that the original intent of the legislation does go into effect.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I move -4 amendments into House Bill 2078.
Representative Hicks moves the -4 amendment into House Bill 2078. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2078 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Hicks moves House Bill 2078 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Berger, would you like to carry this ethics-related bill?
Oh, I would be honored, Mr. Chair.
I thought so. Thank you very much.
He's so good to you.
No consent carrying. I put nothing on the consent. He's teasing consent.
Okay, we'll open a work session, a close work session on House Bill 2078. Open a work session on House Bill 2199.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2199 was originally heard on March 11th. The measure modifies requirement of county election security plans to include number and location of any video cameras located where ballots may be tallied. Requires county clerk at time clerk claims result of election to submit to Secretary of State record of number of ballots printed, mailed, issued at office of county clerk, returned undeliverable, rejected ballot envelopes, tallied ballots, ballots used for duplication, test and archive ballots, requires county clerk at end of voting on election day to mark each duplicate ballot and mark or seal secure an account for unused ballots, requires county clerk as soon as practicable after election to destroy unused ballots, requires person returning completed ballot for voter to return to county clerk by mail to office of county clerk or any designated drop box within 2 days of receiving ballot. There is an emergency clause on the measure. You do have a -1 amendment that clarifies video surveillance cameras are within elections office and clarifies language for report to Secretary of State regarding record of ballots at election. States that county clerk is responsible for safekeeping, disposition, and security of all ballots. There is a no revenue impact, a no fiscal impact on the -1 amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the -1 amendment to House Bill 2199.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves the -1 amendment to House Bill 2199. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2199 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves House Bill 2199 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? We'll do a roll call vote on this bill.
Representative Barnhart.
Aye.
Representative Berger.
Aye.
Representative Denbro.
Aye.
Representative Jensen.
Excused.
Representative Foldy.
Aye.
Representative Kenemar.
Excused.
Vice Chair Hoyle.
Aye.
Vice Chair Hicks?
No.
Chair Garrett?
Aye. Motion carries. House Bill 2199 is moved to the floor. Anybody want to carry this bill? I will do so. Close the work session on House Bill 2199 and open a work session on House Bill 2215.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2215 was originally heard on March 6th. It provides that person holding a point of office in state government serves at pleasure of a point of power that made the appointment. There is a dash one amendment and a dash one hand and gross amendment. It clarifies the length of term of appointee shall not exceed 4 years or terms specified in statute that govern the board or commission, and clarifies that person may be removed from appointment to board or commission by appointing authority if a different standard for removal does not exist in statute. There is a no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact on the measure and the dash one.
Thank you. Leonie Reeves is here from the governor's office. Would you mind coming forward just to briefly describe the effect of the amendment and the discussions that led to it?
Chair Garrett, members of the committee, my name is Leonie Reeves and I'm general counsel to Governor Kitzhaber. Thank you for having me today. The dash one amendments basically clarify some questions that came up at the last hearing we had on this bill, whether or not House Bill 2215 was truly a default standard that would only apply unless there was another standard specified by statute. So the amendment was specifically changed to add language that says that this is the standard unless a different standard for removal from the office is specified by law, to clear up any ambiguity on whether or not this was truly a default standard in statute. I wanted to close the loop on a couple other questions that came up when we were last here. One question was whether or not this bill would, whether or not this law would impact county and city appointed officials, and it would not. This statute only applies to state appointed officials. The other question that came up was whether or not this law would apply to appointed judges, and the answer to that is it would not. The Oregon Constitution provides a removal standard for judges, and the statute obviously would not change that removal standard. So we believe that this amendment clarifies what the bill was intended to do, that it was clearly just a technical change to the law to make it clear that the default standard was served at the pleasure of the appointing official unless a different standard was in a different statute somewhere elsewhere. I'm happy to answer any
questions. Thank you very much. Any questions? Representative Holby.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a point, because I did ask Ms. Reeves about the chief ALJ, which is spelled out also in statute. Their removal is also different and wouldn't apply to this bill. The chief administrative law judge.
Correct. Thank you. Any further questions? Thank you, Lenny.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the dash one amendments to House Bill 2215.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves the dash one amendment into House Bill 2215. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2215 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves House Bill 2215 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection? Hearing none, motion carries. Bill's moved to the floor. Mr. Holby, would you carry the bill?
Sure.
Thank you. Close the work session on House Bill 2215. And open a work session on House Bill 2560.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2560 prohibits appointment of person to rulemaking advisory committee if person serves on public board, commission, committee, or work group, and rule would affect activities of board, commission, committee, or work group. This measure was heard on March 6th. We were presented with the dash 2 amendment at that time. The dash 2 prohibits an agency required by law to appoint rulemaking advisory committee from appointing officer, employee, or agent of the agency to serve on the advisory committee. There is no revenue impact and no minimal fiscal impact.
I think the key to this bill was the addition of the word required by law. Is that right? That resolved the issues that some agencies had with the bill. So my understanding is there is no objection to this. So we need the dash 2 amendment, please. Somebody.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the dash 2 amendment to House Bill 2560.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves the dash 2 amendment into House Bill 2560. Is there a discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
There's probably an obvious answer to this question, but I think I need to ask it. I'm a member of the Portals Commission, which in the Department of Administrative Services as a legislative non-voting member. My recollection is that that commission has a member who works for the Department of Administrative Services. I think that the commission is established by statute and that the people on that commission are either denominated in the statute or at least appointed by the governor except for the legislative members. I wonder if this statute would apply to them, and I apologize for not having thought of this earlier.
Is that a rulemaking advisory committee? This only applies to rulemaking advisory committees.
Forget what I said. It is not. Thank you. That takes care of it.
A near miss.
Well, I'd rather have it clarified today than wonder about it next week. Okay.
Any further discussion on the Dash 2 amendments? Any objection to adopting the Dash 2 amendments? Hearing none, so moved, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the...
House Bill 2560 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves House Bill 2560 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none. So ordered. House Bill 2560 is moved to the floor. Anybody wish to carry that bill?
Barnhart does.
Representative Barnhart probably should carry that bill.
Now I'll be able to find out for
Having investigated the matter.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
House Bill 2597 is not ready to move. We're waiting on paperwork. So we're going to carry that over till Wednesday's meeting, Wednesday, April 17. I'll close the work session on House Bill 2560, carrying over House Bill 2597. Open a work session on House Bill 2739.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2739 was originally heard on March 11th. The measure adjusts, as written, the measure adjusts hours of business for county clerk on Election Day, renames card issued to voters upon registration or updates registration to voter notification card, makes permissive requirement for county clerks to mail notification card to voters when precinct changes occur, allows Secretary of State to approve automated system for county clerks to use to verify signatures of voters casting ballots, declares emergency effective upon passage. We have a Dash 2 amendment. The Dash 2 amendment removes the changes to hours of business for county clerk on Election Day and removes provision allowing Secretary of State to approve automatic system for county clerks to use to verify signatures of voters who cast ballots. There is a no revenue or fiscal impact on the measure and the amendment.
Okay, and would you just, Aaron, would you just describe the net effect, the net substantive effect of the bill if the Dash 2 is adopted, please?
The net substantive effect of the bill, it will rename the card issued to voters upon registration or update to registration to voter notification card and make permissive requirement for county clerks to mail notification card to voters when precinct changes occur.
So we're not doing anything. If the Dash 2 is adopted, we'll be making no changes to the hours of operation for county clerks.
That's correct.
That was the key.
Yes.
Is that true just on Election Day, or weren't there some other deadlines that applied?
Mr. Chair, Representative Dembrow, there was a Dash 1 amendment that would have added in the piece about allowing, would have adjusted the hours for county offices that were not open until 5, so it allowed them to be open until 4:30. That was part of the Dash 1 amendment, and it was not a part of the original bill.
So all clerk's offices statewide are open 7 to 5 or 8 to 5?
7 to 5 on Election Day, or 7 to 8 on Election Day, and they're not allowed to open at 8.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In reading the Hand Engrossed, basically is all the bill does now is change memorandum to voter notification language. Okay, thank you.
That's what we're ending up with.
And all of that stuff in the beginning that says what it, the summary stuff, there's only one of those left.
That is correct.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. We're in work session. I'd like the Dash 2, please.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 2 amendment to House Bill 2739.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves the dash 2 amendment into House Bill 2739. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Hoyle?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2739 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves House Bill 2739 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, motion carries. Representative Holby, would you carry the bill? I believe it's your bill.
It still looks like my bill.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Sorry. There's still a yeah.
Your name's still.
That's the sort of part. Be happy to, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Okay, we have two left. I'll close the work session on House Bill 2739. Open a work session on House Bill 3077.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3077 was originally heard on March 20th. The measure enacts Oregon's participation in the Interstate Compact for election of U.S. President by national popular vote. There is a no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact on the measure.
All right.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3077 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves House Bill 3077 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay. Why don't we do a roll call vote on this, please?
Representative Barnhart.
Aye.
Representative Berger.
Aye.
Representative Dembrough.
Aye.
Representative Jensen.
Excused.
Representative Holby?
Aye.
Representative Kennemer?
Excused.
Vice Chair Hoyle?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hicks?
Nope.
Chair Garrett?
Aye. Motion carries. House Bill 3077 is moved to the floor. Anyone like to carry this bill? I'll carry it. Close a work session on House Bill 3077. Open a work session on House Bill 3175.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3175 was originally heard on March 13th. The measure as written directs public universities and community colleges to increase voter registration, access, and information. The dash 2 amendment is a product of all of the stakeholders, Oregon University System, community colleges, Oregon Student Association, working together to make the measure more permissive. The measure and the dash 2 amendment removes specific web pages that online voter registration link must be displayed, specifies that link can be displayed only on high traffic web pages administratively controlled by university, adds resident life programming and activities to activities when student government may provide voter registration information, requires public university or community college to send two reminders via email or social media to each of its students during an academic term when an election will occur with link to online voter registration system, removes specific time when notification must be sent by, removes requirement that official student government be given permission from school to make at least 10-minute presentations in classroom of every course offered during academic term, provides school ability to allow official student government opportunity to provide classroom presentation. The measure and the dash 2 amendment have no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Thank you. Representative Jensen, we are on the last bill on the agenda. We've moved pretty fast. This is the bill dealing with voter information at universities. So we have a dash 2 amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the dash 2 amendments to House Bill 3175.
Representative Hoyle moves the dash 2 amendment into House Bill 3175. Is there discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chair, just, you know, I know there was discussion when the bill was first presented on the in-class presentations that are done, and it's my understanding that this remains what we're talking about is what's current practice in many schools, that is that it's still up to the individual instructor as to whether or not time is given in the class to allow those presentations.
I believe that's the case with the amendment. Representative Berger? Did you have?
I was only going to comment after the motion was made, the next motion.
Okay. Any further discussion on the amendment? Motion to adopt the dash 2 amendment. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the dash, oh, sorry. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3175 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves House Bill 3175 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Representative Berger.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I will be a no vote on this. I think it is well-meaning. I think our universities and our community colleges have an awful lot of other things to do besides this. Adding it to statute, I just see it as another complicated piece of statutory mandate, if you will. As benign as it may seem, I don't think it's necessary, and I will be voting no.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Representative Barnhart.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to be supporting this bill. As I look at it, it sets forth some things that the student government must be allowed to do, doesn't require them to do them, and it requires them to send some reminders. I don't see anything in here that prohibits organs of higher education from schools of higher education from doing other things. As I perceive this bill, it's either it has a couple of very minor mandatory pieces. The rest is permissive, and it doesn't restrict anything else. And with that understanding, I'll be an aye vote.
That's my understanding as well. Any further discussion? Seeing none, why don't we have a roll call vote on this, please?
Representative Barnhart.
Aye.
Representative Berger.
No.
Representative Dembro.
Yes.
Representative Jensen.
Yes.
Representative Holdy?
Aye.
Representative Kenemer?
Excused.
Vice Chair Hoyle?
Aye.
And Vice Chair Hicks?
Nope.
Chair Garrett?
Aye. Motion carries. House Bill 3175 is moved to the floor. Representative Dembro, would you carry this bill? Thank you. Close the work session on House Bill 3175. Yes.
Chris.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move that we suspend the rules for the purpose of allowing Representative Jensen to vote on House Bill 2078, 2199. I guess I'll let her tell which bill.
Can we do them on block?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
And it would be House Bill 2078, House Bill 2199, House Bill 2215, House Bill 2560, House Bill 2739, House Bill 3077.
Okay, Representative Holvin moves we suspend the rules for the purpose of allowing Representative Jensen to vote on House Bill 2078, House Bill 2199, House Bill 2215, House Bill 2560, House Bill 2739, and House Bill 3077. Is there any objection? Hearing none, rules are suspended. Representative Jensen.
Why don't we go? Yes, on 2078, I vote aye. 2199, I vote aye. On 2215, I vote aye. And 2560, I'll vote aye.
2597.
2597.
We held that over.
We carried 2597 over till Wednesday.
2597 over till Wednesday. I'll hold my vote till Wednesday. All right, Mr. Chair. On 2739, I'll vote aye. On 3077, I'll vote no. And I voted on 3077.
Yes, you did. Okay. So those votes are recorded. Work sessions have been closed, and there's no further business. Committee's adjourned.
Well done. Boy, that was quick.